And what would you like people to know about you?
I'm a fun guy. Obviously, I love the game of basketball. I mean, it's just more questions you have to ask me in order for me to tell you about myself. I just can't give you a whole spiel. I don't even know where you're sitting at.
He's right there.
Yeah, the glasses, there you go.
What is going on, ladies and germs? It's your boy Andrew here with another episode of Untapped North. The audio I just played for you is from the one and only cyborg, Kawhi Leonard, who 3 years ago today had that infamous press conference moment that will, personally, forever go down in history as one of the best sound bites for a Toronto Raptor. Of course, a little trip down memory lane. The Toronto Raptors would win the NBA championship later that year, and now, 3 years later, were bottom dwellers of the NBA. Last season was one to forget for the Raps, and let's hope that this coming season isn't as bad for this Lowry-less Toronto team. Anyway. We're not all about ripping the Toronto Raptors today, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you all had a great week. This week, we saw some stories arise in Canadian sports, and this Friday's weekly recap, as well as weekend ahead, will focus on just a few of those stories. In case you haven't already, please make sure you follow us on Instagram and on Facebook, at Untapped North. And if you're looking for more sports content, head on over to www.untappednorth.com for more. So, without further ado, let's jump in to today's episode. Just after 2 p.m. this afternoon, Ontario's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Kieran Moore, announced that the province would be expanding its capacity limits for both indoor and outdoor sporting events. Indoor events will be allowed 50% capacity to a maximum of 10,000 fans, which will ultimately impact the attendance for the Raptors, Maple Leafs, and the Ottawa Senators. Capacity limits at outdoor sporting events are also increasing to 75%, with a maximum of 30,000 fans. Now, for fans of the CFL as well as Toronto FC, this is great news. Today's announcement also allows the Blue Jays to have more people in attendance during the final two series of their schedule, as well as the postseason should they make it. The Rogers Centre will maintain the 30,000-person capacity limit even if the dome must be closed, as according to CTV News, the building's ventilation system deems it an outdoor venue. So, all in all, this is great news for Ontario sports fans who now have more opportunity to make some noise and get in on the action. If any listener is attending a live Toronto sporting event in the future and want to tell us about your experience, please make sure you hit us up at our website or on our social media pages to do so, because we would love to talk to you about your experience. Right now, I want to give a Untapped North shout out to a Canadian athlete. That's right. After last night's Thursday night football game in the NFL, I just want to give a quick shout out to Carolina Panthers rookie running back and Canadian Chuba Hubbard. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The day three NFL draft selection came into the arms of the Panthers after Carolina traded down with the Tennessee Titans in order to obtain some extra draft picks in the middle and later rounds of the 2021 draft. Pick number 126 was Chuba Hubbard. Hubbard is a Canadian import player to the NFL, and is only 22 years old. He was born in Edmonton and grew up in Sherwood Park, Alberta. In 2019, he was named Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year and totaled 2,292 yards in 13 games, while also putting up 21 rushing touchdowns in that same year. This season, Hubbard has 62 yards in 19 attempts and is averaging 3.3 yards per carry so far. He's definitely a nice addition to the Carolina Panthers, and Untapped North is proud to give shouts to this Canadian beast, Chuba Hubbard. Earlier this week, the Olympic hockey schedule came out. That's right. In hockey news, Olympic hockey has released its schedule as the Canadian men's team opens up the Olympic tournament against Germany. The Canadian women open up their tournament against Switzerland. The women's tournament officially starts on February 3rd, 2022 and will run until February 17th, while the men's tournament will run from February 9th to February 20th. NHL players are returning to the Winter Olympics for the first time since 2018, with Team Canada in a group with Germany, China, and the United States, who round out Group A in the 12-team tournament. Once again, Canada versus Germany gets underway February 10th. The Canadian women are coming off a World Championship win in Calgary back in August and are in a group with Switzerland, Russia, and defending Olympic champions, the United States. So make sure you set those clocks and mark your calendars for what is surely going to be a February to remember in Canadian hockey. Moving on to a little story coming out this week in the world of baseball. In case you missed it, Blue Jays fans, Major League Baseball has suspended Blue Jays pitcher Ryan Barucki for 3 games following his antics as he hit Rays outfielder Kevin Kiermaier with a pitch in the finale between the Rays and the Jays on Wednesday. This incident all stemmed from the pitching card incident. That's what it is. It's a pitching card incident which took place the night before when Kiermaier walked away with Alejandro Kirk's pitching card after a collision with the two at home plate during Tuesday's game. After some heated words and the eventual backyard antics between both teams, quite frankly, Barucki took matters into his own hands in the series finale and plunked Kiermaier in what was a blowout victory for the Tampa Bay Rays. Now, don't get me wrong, I dig it, in a way. I don't actually hate throwing at guys to make a point when the time is right. But in this instance, read the room. The timing is definitely not right. The Blue Jays are in the thick of a very intense playoff race and can afford zero mistakes, hiccups, no speed bumps, no distractions, none between now and the eventual postseason. And yet, here they are trying to get back at a team that's already made the playoffs, mind you. And they're trying to get back at a team for something that honestly, truly doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. The pitching card is for one pitcher on the Jays, and it's not like some special code that's been cracked for the entire Blue Jays pitching rotation. The team needs guys like Barucki in their bullpen down the stretch, and pulling something stupid like this truly doesn't do them any favors. If you're going to do something like this, do it during spring training. Do it in an early series, the beginning of next season. There is plenty of time for the Blue Jays to remind the Rays of what went down, and personally, that would have been a better time to, quote, deal with something like this. Now, the Jays and Barucki are appealing his suspension, but it is unlikely that the MLB decide to let this one go. There was zero reason for it, especially in a blowout game like that one was. Just a reminder, the Jays lost that series and also were losing that game 7-1 before Barucki tried to play hero. Overall, that's a big L on the part of Barucki and the Blue Jays, so let's hope this doesn't come back to bite them in the ass down the stretch. Speaking of down the stretch, the Blue Jays are yet in another weekend series with the Minnesota Twins, who opened up the series with a win against the Blue Jays yesterday, 7-2. After losing their last series against the Rays, this is not the start the Blue Jays wanted or needed during this time. Nonetheless, the team needs to find a way to get themselves right and get back on track. Jose Berrios takes the mound tonight for the Blue Jays against his former team again, and was successful in doing so last time out. Robbie Ray, the Pants, he takes the mound tomorrow evening, with Alek Manoah pitching in the series finale on Sunday afternoon. This puts the team in a very good spot, at least from a starting pitching perspective, to get back into the win column, and hopefully this means they can continue their surge towards the postseason. As it stands, the Blue Jays are now one game back of the Yankees for the last wildcard spot in the American League, with the Yankees and Red Sox opening up a weekend series tonight at Fenway. I just want to give a big shout out to Teoscar Hernandez, who hit his 30th home run last night and now has 110 RBI on the season. Both of them are career highs for the Jays outfielder. Tonight's game between the Jays and the Twins gets underway at 8:10 p.m. Eastern Time. Of course, you can catch that game on Sportsnet or on the MLB Network. Let's hope that Jose Berrios and the Blue Jays have what it takes to take down the Twins and go out, get a win, win the series, and continue that playoff postseason push. Finally, I want to quickly touch on all three MLS teams. Tomorrow night is a huge night for Canadian MLS fans, as all three teams are in action. Club de Foot Montreal and Columbus Crew get underway at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Montreal is coming off a 2-0 win in their last contest against Chicago Fire. Meanwhile, the Crew are coming off a 1-1 draw against New England Revolution. Montreal leads Columbus in goals for, goals against, and assists, but they share sixth place overall in possession. The two teams are also tied 22nd overall in shots this season with 222 a pair, and also go into tomorrow's matchup tied for 15th overall on the year with 71 saves each. Look for Montreal to get the win tomorrow, 3-1. Toronto FC is back in action against, this time, Colorado Rapids. That's right. Kickoff between the Rapids and TFC is tomorrow at 8 p.m. 8 o'clock p.m. With the overall contest odds definitely going in Colorado's way. Mind you, TFC are coming off a nice 2-1 win against Nashville, while the Rapids drew 1-1 last week against Vancouver. Colorado has only allowed 24 goals this season, while TFC has conceded over 50. The Rapids also have 60 more shots on net than TFC. They have 244 to Toronto's 182. In my opinion, I think Colorado will get a big win tomorrow night. 3-0 will be the final. Finally, we have the Vancouver Whitecaps, who go to battle against FC Dallas tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern. As mentioned, Vancouver is coming off a 1-1 draw against Colorado, while Dallas suffered a 3-2 loss at the hands of Houston. Dallas sits sixth highest in the league with 333 fouls committed this season. That's right, over 300 fouls have been committed. Meanwhile, Vancouver is creeping up behind them with 289. The Whitecaps have 34 goals against, which put them 12th overall in MLS. Meanwhile, Dallas sits 24th overall with 43 goals against. This matchup could go either way, but I think FC Dallas will come away with a win. Sorry, Vancouver Whitecaps fans. I think Dallas wins this one 4-2, your final tomorrow night. Wow, that episode flew by. But ladies and gentlemen, that is yet another episode of Untapped North. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram or Facebook at Untapped North. Of course, once again, you can contact us at our website, www.untappednorth.com. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Make sure you tune back in on Monday for either a written episode or a spoken podcast episode. Basically, a recap of the weekend and then a preparation for the week ahead. In case you don't know, my name is Andrew. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, peace.
Ha 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 ha.